tonight, talking about just a whole range of topics, including the interesting situation with Hillary Diane Rodham, the witch Clinton. I feel so bad right now. I mean, I don't even want to say the yak, because seriously, with what we're seeing, can you imagine? Okay, she's 16. She would be the second oldest candidate to be inaugurated. I want to give a shout out to Vivian. Thank you so much. God bless you for all of your prayers, and Karen and Bob and Maggie and so many other people, Sean and Dave and Mark, my goodness, from all over the country, all over the world, as a matter of fact. We want to say thank you so much for your kind words, your support, your prayers, and also for supporting healthmasters.com, who today beginning a special. Now, this is a limited quantity special. Go to HagmanReport.com. Right there in the top, you'll see. I mean, you can't miss it. You'll see the special that Dr. Ted Brewer, Health Masters, is offering. Take advantage of this, folks. Seriously, the information that Dr. Ted Brewer is going to be providing you, second to none, and it's just a value, tremendous value. And, folks, I just want to remind you right before we get back to Ted, you know, we've created a very special limited one-time offer as well to provide you, if you've got a product, a business, you're of the Christian worldview, you have a great product, you want to get it out in front of millions at a fraction of the cost, we have that opportunity for you. Visit HagmanReport.com, look on the right-hand side there, and you'll see it, advertising opportunities. Opportunities at Hagman, or Hagman and Hagman.com actually is the email, but check it out on our website and see if it fits for your business. And folks, again, I just want to say thank you for your kindness and your support. I was talking to Steve Quayle today at length, and we are just really doing an evaluation of what is really taking place, and it's just getting really, really strange and sticky out there. The other thing too, Monday, of course, we're going to have Coach Dave Dobmeier on. That is going to be the kickoff to a great week of shows. Lastly, folks, if you just pay attention to what Dr. Ted Brewer is saying here on the number of topics, visit his website, healthmasters.com, sign up for his newsletter. Also, our social media, our YouTube channels, subscribe. Okay, it does elevate our visibility. Ted, constitutional crisis should Hillary Rodham Clinton. Oh, by the way, George Soros Open Society Institute Foundation wants to fund, or will be funding, more open or electronic voting machines. Gee, what could possibly go wrong?
Surprise, surprise.
Right? Yeah. You know, the Economist magazine, the year in review, 2016, it's interesting because the cover only listed, or the pictures only listed, out of all the potential presidential candidates at the time of its publication, only listed Hillary Clinton as the cover, or as a photo on the cover, or picture on the cover. And to me, that's predictive, given the fact that it's a Rothschild publication, predictive of where this election cycle is headed. And I do believe...
And wasn't everybody else in black and white?
Yeah.
And her picture was colored?
Yeah, there was actually like three different panels of images. The cover was continued on the... within, mm-hmm. And then they had a calendar. So, yes, but there was a black and white color, I mean, yes. So there was like variations thereof, but folks, I think this has already been decided. I think it's already been written, but we still have to play our positions. Ted, your thoughts on this?
Well, Soros, through Black Lives Matter and through his unbridled massive immigration policies, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes. I mean, Angela Merkel is basically going to get kicked out of that's Chancellor of Germany. She's done. It's over with for her. In fact, she's saying she's probably not even going to run again, because it's over with, and she says it's her immigration policies that have caused that. Now, what's interesting about this is several years ago, about 3 years ago now, when we had the problem with Ebola that was running through, when the boys at Fort Detrick decided to do a beta test over there in Africa and see how many people they could kill, as far as I'm concerned, they basically wanted to see, find out the efficacy of the Ebola and the kill rate and what they could do as far as the treatment protocols they were using. What's interesting about this is, though, that, you know, I did a bunch of shows, because back then is when Hillary Rodham, and well, it wasn't Hillary anymore, it was Obama, was basically opening the borders to Mexico and to Central America, and they were coming in from Africa through Central America into the United States, and the disease rates were spiking everywhere in the United States. Now, according to Alex Jones, he talked about this a few days ago, you know, we now have leprosy and the bubonic plague and, you know, and drug the tuberculosis that they can't treat with drugs anymore, drug-resistant tuberculosis that's now starting to go through the school systems in the United States, along with dengue fever and everything else, because it's all coming in from South America, Central America, and from Africa, because these guys are being untested when they're coming into the country, and they're being brought over in these cargo ships in some cases in these horrible conditions, almost like the slave traders did back hundreds of years ago. Now, I remember I did a bunch of shows on this, and I remember I was saying that they needed to be vetted before they get brought in to make sure they don't have some kind of disease. And I remember one of the hosts that I had, I'm not going to mention his name because he's a liberal lowlife, and I didn't want to do a show. And he and I got into a huge fight, and he told me that I was a racist because I wanted to have the people tested for disease before they were brought to the United States. I said that right on the air. Basically, you're a racist because you believe this. And I said, I'm not a racist. I don't really think we have a proper immigration policy in the United States. I still don't. I think it needs to be corrected. But this is not it. Bringing in people that aren't tested for disease and putting them in the school systems with our children, this is not it. Now, here's why I'm saying all this. Soros wants these people to be able to vote electronically and with ballots, even in paper states, because he wants to be able to skew the election with the exit polling. Now, let me see what I'm saying with you, if you can follow me on this. He knows that the Trump supporters are going to be doing exit polls probably in every major precinct in every major swing state, and he wants to have enough of these Democratic voters coming through voting for Hillary that the numbers aren't too skewed. Here's what I'm trying to say. He doesn't need these people to come in at this point, Soros and the boys and the Rothschilds. He can skew it. He can give the election to whoever he wants through Diebold election machine fraud, period. We saw that with Romney in parts of the country. Every single person in a precinct would vote for Obama, and not one person would vote for Romney, which is impossible. And so we know they can do this already. They did it last time. We saw what they did with Hillary taking the nomination away from Bernie. What they don't want to have happen is a revolt in the United States in which all of these exit polls come out and say, you know, it was 80% Trump, 10% Hillary, but Hillary won the precinct. They want to bring enough of these undocumented aliens, immigrants, refugees, whatever you want to call them, into the polling places to bring the numbers up. Larry Nichols said that when he was working for Hillary, they would take buses of these folks into these precincts, and they would take them into different precincts over and over and over again, just changing their T-shirts, different color shirts, and basically just skew the election that way. And that's what Hillary and Bill were taught to do and how they managed to manipulate the election sequences in Arkansas. Now, I'm saying all that to say this. The diseases that are being brought in are unprecedented in our country in the last 100 years, because we've been able to eradicate these diseases because we don't live in squalor. When these migrants were brought in from these third world countries, and they were brought into Germany through this open portal that Merkel put in, the blithering idiot who's destroyed Germany, they basically didn't even know how to use a toilet. They were taking dumps out in the street, on people's yards, in swimming pools, everywhere they wanted to go, you know, discharging their body fluids anywhere and everywhere, didn't care because they didn't know how to use a flushing toilet. Now, that's kind of crazy, but that's just the way it is. That's the level of incompetence these people project. And then when Bill Clinton said they need to be used, the Syrians need to be brought into Detroit to rebuild Detroit through carpentry and electrical work and masonry and all that, these guys don't know how to use a toilet. Does he really think they can wire a house? And if you pay them to fix Detroit up, who's going to pay them? Who's going to give them a job after they start fixing Detroit up? It's ridiculous. But here's what I want to read this. This is from Gateway Pundit. This is Crimea. Crimea, Congo, hemorrhagic fever is sweeping Europe, and there's no vaccine. It's Gateway Pundit. Thanks to Barack Obama's failed foreign policy in the Middle East, millions of third world migrants have fled to Europe over the last 2 years, and thanks to failed leaders like Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany, the EU has opened this door to millions of undocumented, unvetted, uneducated, and very sickly third world immigrants and migrants. With open gates, the forced collective suicide of Europe. Now this, Express Company reported, first there was Zika, then there was Ebola, and now it's the Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever. But how much do you know about the disease going across Europe? Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever is a virus primarily transmitted to people from ticks and animals. While it might not be commonly discussed disease, this disease outbreaks, which cause severe viral hemorrhagic fever outbreaks, have a fatality rate of up to 40%, according to the World Health Organization. Worryingly, the virus is primarily transmitted to people from ticks and livestock, but human-to-human transmission can occur after close contact with blood, secretions, feces, urine, organs, or other body fluids of infected persons. There is no vaccine available for either people or animals, and the panic around this disease is spreading quickly after a man just died in Spain from the disease. That's what they're doing to us, Doug. They're bringing it in. And this is how they're going to depopulate us. I'm telling you, this is what they're going to do. I don't believe we're going to have a nuclear war unless Hillary gets in and the Rothschilds just tell her just to drop an assault on Russia. Then we may have a nuclear war, or worse. We have space waste. The nuclear technology that we have is from the 20s and the 30s and the 40s. This is old, old, old technology. We have space-based weapons platforms now, according to Fred Bell and other scientists, that NASA has put into space, which, remember, NASA is a military agency that can lay waste to entire regions with space-based weapons such as particle cannons and Tesla technology that they've developed. So what we have now is a situation in which nuclear war, as bad as it is, won't be as bad as the space-based weaponry we've got floating all over space. That's why, personally, I don't believe that they're ever going to allow a private group of people to go into space and look around. I don't believe that for one second, Doug. I don't believe that. You know, just last week, the Israelis were launching a satellite, a communication satellite, from a group of people, from a company they were selling to China, a whole bunch of technology, and suddenly some unmanned drone shows up, and all of a sudden this whole spaceship, this rocket blows the smithereens on the Cape, killed a deal with the Israelis selling this technology to the Chinese. And some people say, in fact, Veterans Today had an article on it, that that's one of the reasons that Obama was snubbed and forced to go out the back of the airplane in China and didn't even get a set of stairs brought to his plane because the Chinese were so angry that that spaceship was blown up, that rocket was blown up with that satellite on board. Now, whether or not that's true or not, you know, only the CIA knows for sure. And quite frankly, they lie about everything, so they would never tell us the truth. But I just wanted to share that with you about what was going on with the Congo hemorrhagic fever now that's in Europe and that basically is being brought in by these undocumented immigrants coming from these third world countries. Now, I want to talk real quickly about inflammation in the body. I want to talk about dementia in the body. I want to talk about brain function, since we were talking so much about Hillary. And I wrote a little thing here real quick about dementia. Bromine and chlorine are both halogens, along with iodine and along with fluorine. Okay, they're basically the group in the periodic table of elements that basically allow the thyroid with the iodine to work properly. Now, what's interesting about that, I took some real rough notes on this, so I'm kind of like having to read my own handwriting. If we're exposed to too many halogens at one time, it causes our body to release other halogens such as iodine. Then bromine and chlorine tightly bind to iodine receptors, basically in the thyroid gland, decreasing the absorption of iodine. This in turn sets up an underactive thyroid condition that begins to have wide adverse systematic effects. The condition lowers mitochondrial function, which are the powerhouses of the cell. It decreases gut absorption of nutrients that are needed to stop chronic inflammatory cascades, and causes a chronic anemia that decreases the oxygen potentials for brain activation. This barrage of events creates a chronic degenerative inflammatory condition in the brain that over about a 20 to 30 year time span atrophies the brain and sets up the condition that we know as dementia. And of course, Alzheimer's is one of the dementia diseases that we now know that is basically ransacking the population of the United States along with diabetes. These inflammatory diseases are huge right now. These autoimmune diseases and our bodies attacking themselves are everywhere in what's happening. Now, here's the interesting thing I want to cover with that. Turmeric extract, if you get the right brand, it doesn't have lead in it. Now we're finding out a bunch of it has lead. Ours does not have lead. Improves brain function in simply one dose. A remarkable new study published in the Journal of Psychopharmacology titled The Investigation of the Effects of Turmeric on Cognition and Mood in the Healthy Older Population reveals that the primary golden polyphenol found in ancient Indian spice known as curcumin, turmeric, is capable of improving cognitive mood in elderly adults and getting rid of short-term acute chronic memory loss and senile dementia, and also protects the body against the amyloid pathology, which we just talked about, as far as this buildup of these brain plaque found in Alzheimer's disease, protects against oxidative stress, reduces inflammation, it's neuroprotective, it promotes neurogenesis and neuroplasticity, or the formation of new brain cells, and it improves the functioning of neurotransmitters. So the thing about it is, guys, is not only is turmeric used to basically work with cancer patients, we talked about that a few weeks ago, as far as people are actually using it to work with brain cancer and other types of cancer, it also does great for adult onset diabetes. The Journal of the American the Indian Journal of Diabetes said that turmeric, if taken in a pre-diabetic condition, will prevent adult onset diabetes 100% of the time. So I take this stuff every single day. I take 6 to 10 capsules a day. You guys say, well, that's a lot of that stuff. Well, yeah, but it does a lot of stuff. It's one of the best products I've ever seen to help restore the memory and get rid of the inflammation, especially in these centers of the brain. There's three other hidden memory triggers that people need to talk about. Basically, a lot of times your brain kind of goes haywire. People forget your name, you misplace your keys, you basically have memory lapses, brain fog. Sometimes this is because of a deterioration of myelin, but that's not the, oh, that's the insulation around the nerve. But there's also other things that can do it. Basically, what happens is, senior moments are bad enough, but you may have noticed you're more easily distracted. Perhaps your mind wanders when someone is talking. You can't stay focused. And what they're finding now is that vitamin B12 is absolutely critical to help prevent this. And the B12 can only be taken in through like meat products and or supplementation. It's methylcobalamin. Now, if you use B12, don't use the cyanide cobalamin, but use the methylcobalamin. It's a lot purer form and it doesn't contain the cyanide. So the whole thing here again goes back to inflammation. And the trigger can be from foods, toxins, allergies, stress, glyphosate, and these free radicals build up inside of the brain, causing these amyloid increase in your brain, which basically destroys the mitochondria. We talked about this a few minutes ago. It makes your brain slow down even more. So guys, it's really important to stay away from all of these chemicals, from the foods that contain glyphosate. By the way, they're now finding injections and immunizations, Doug and Joe, that also contain Roundup and glyphosate. So not only was it simply not efficient enough giving it to us and spraying it on our food, now they're injecting it into us. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, of course. You know, the quicker the... I mean, this is all depopulation. Look at the Georgia Guidestones,
right,
folks. I mean, it's all, it's literally carved in stone.
Yep.
You know, this is what they plan to do. And why should we doubt them in terms of, why should we doubt their intention? Why should we doubt their actions? Now, but let me go back here because for those of us who have elderly parents or in-laws with Alzheimer's and senile dementia, does turmeric reverse it or just stop the progress, or
I don't know, Doug. So some cases they say it can reverse it, some cases they say it can help stop it. It all depends on the individual. I can't make that claim, but I also know that coconut oil, to bile tolerance, 2 or 3 tablespoons a day, is probably the best product that you can take for Alzheimer's disease, if you can get a person with Alzheimer's disease to take it. Coconut oil combined with turmeric, combined with a good form of potassium iodine, the nascent iodine, combined with vitamin D3 and all these different anti-inflammatory products that you take, it really, really helps the brain to calm down. Because remember, depression can also be considered, in many cases, an inflammatory condition. And, you know, let me read that little part of this article. Depression is often a manifestation of irregularities in the body that often starts far away from the brain and not associated with the so-called chemical imbalances. The medical literature has emphasized the role of inflammation in mental illness. For the past 17 years, the data shows that basically inflammation can cause a major problem with depression. So, they're also saying there's never been a major human study that successfully shows that low serotonin levels can cause depression. And they're saying now it's leaning more and more and more to inflammation and lack of nutrients like omega-3 fatty acids like cod liver oil and activated methylated B vitamins that are so critically important for proper brain function. And remember, the effect of antidepressants is not a cure. You don't have a deficiency of Prozac or Zoloft. That's not why you're depressed. Most prescriptions for antidepressants are doled out by family doctors, not psychiatrists, and many physical conditions mimic psychiatric symptoms, including blood sugar problems and dysfunctioning thyroids. and basic lifestyle interventions can actually facilitate the body's powerful self-healing mechanisms and depression. I mean, statin drugs and Tylenol and all these different kind of chemicals have a horrible side effect. Fluoride in the tap water, it's awful. So what we need to realize is that in many cases, depression is simply a nutrient imbalance in the body. And if you change the nutrient density of the food you're eating or you start taking supplementations, you'll massively decrease the inflammation, and in many cases you can get rid of the depression very, very simply. I know we have a program with, you know, it's called the Healthy Brain Formula on our website, and we also include 5-hydroxyl-tryptophan, which is a precursor to serotonin, along with the cod liver oil, along with the methylated B vitamins, the vitamin D3, because vitamin D3 by itself can help prevent depression. Because, you know, we're coming into the fall season again, or the winter season right after that, and we have a, you know, seasonal affective disorder that starts to hit people, especially up where you guys are, Doug, you know, where you don't get a lot of sunshine in the summer times, and you can't produce enough vitamin D. And where they found that vitamin D3, if you get the good balanced, you know, vitamin D3 from a lanolin source, it actually helps to eliminate the seasonal, you know, affective disorders, you know, including depression. So vitamin D is so, so very, very important. But I have to say one thing, I forgot to tell you guys this earlier. On the Maximum Energy Health and Fitness Program, the 8 CDs, when you go to the website, I only have 80 of those left in inventory. 2 weeks ago, you guys surprised me with the Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy, or 4 weeks ago, we had like 180 of those left in stock, and they were gone like in 4 hours. Your listeners, boy, I tell you what, Doug, when they want something, they get it. And so we run out of the Maximum Energy Health and CDs Fitness Program, we will substitute another CD set in there for this, because we only have 80 of these units left in stock. Now, we have plenty of the books, we have plenty of the reports, but not the CDs. So, guys, if you want those, there's 80 in stock. We've already sold multiples today after we talked about it on my show, because my listeners got mad last time, Doug, because I've never given Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy away. I gave them away on your show, and my listeners didn't get any. And boy, I got the emails from that. They said, I can't believe you did this and didn't tell us about it first. Well, I'm telling you guys that there's 80 of them, and if we do run out, we'll send you something else. Also, water is really important, Doug, because, you know, we just talked about the fluoride and the chlorine. But guys, you got to be drinking distilled water. It's so critically important. I can't, if you don't listen to anything else I say, if you say, well, Ted Brewer is interesting to listen to, or maybe Ted Brewer is not interesting to listen to, or maybe I like Ted Brewer, maybe I don't like Ted Brewer, I don't really care what you think, because it doesn't make any difference. I'm in the trenches doing what I feel that God wants me to do. And so I care not if man judges me. I only care what God thinks of me. And I personally want to go through the gates and him say to me, well done, good and faithful servant. And quite frankly, I want to make sure I leave here with my boots on. I don't want to do this laying in a nursing home stuff and checking out that way. And guys, listen to me. I'm trying to give you the truth. On my shows, I give you the truth. On Doug's show, I give you the truth to the best of my ability. Now, do I every once in a while miss it and say something that's not quite accurate? Yes. And if I do and I find out, I immediately correct it. You guys have seen me do that multiple times. Well, probably half a dozen times over the years, because I'm very careful with the information that I vet. That's why a couple of months ago, I knew all of this stuff with Hillary, Doug, about the Parkinson's and what was going on with her, but I wanted to research it and get all my ducks lined up and have all of these dates lined up so that when I covered it with you guys in detail, when I say something like, I believe she has Parkinson's disease, I want to tell you why I believe that and go over the medication that's being used, because that makes it simpler for people to understand. And that way, if somebody says, hey, you got to listen to Doug Hagman's show the other night with Ted Brewer talking about Hillary and Parkinson's and get an idea of what's really happening, people can do it and have credibility associated with it, and they can look up everything that I talked about and realize that I'm telling the truth about all of this stuff. And she's a perfect symptomatic, exhibiting symptoms of Parkinson's disease as far as I am concerned. Now, here's another article. Boy is completely paralyzed from the neck down after receiving the Gardasil shot. Colton Barrett was a regular adolescent boy before he could receive the Gardasil vaccine. While getting a routine checkup, the doctor insisted that he receive Gardasil before he went to scout camp. The doctor basically said he wanted to prevent cancer and help him from giving cancer to his future wife. This is a lie. This vaccine does not do this. The lady who did the research at Gardasil says it doesn't work. She got into pediatric. We discussed this on your show a couple months ago, Doug. I gave you everybody's her names, and she said that this is a lie. The product does not work. Don't give it to your kids. Don't give it to your daughters. It's just bogus. That's what this is, okay? It's just going to cause more problems with autism and death in these kids. Colton finished his last round of the Gardasil series on February the 1st. And boy now. in the following weeks, he would eventually become paralyzed from the neck down. On February the 17th, just 2 weeks after his final vaccine, Colton was admitted to the hospital and proceeded to spend 88 days, 3 months, in intensive care. The young teen has spent many, many, many months trying to recover from this horrible experience, but he still requires assistance from a breathing apparatus and suffers from some paralysis. Guys, I don't have to say any more than that, but just stay away from these vaccines. Fluoride, by the way, now has actually been showing to increase the risks of diabetes, adult onset diabetes, and of course we already know that it lowers IQ. That's again why you want to use a distillation system. Doug, you have one of our distillers up at your house, and what it does, right. it removes the water from the contaminants, not the other way around. It doesn't use a filter. It evaporates the water, leaving the contaminants in the bottom of the residue holder, which you have to clean out about every couple of months. And what happens is it's turned to steam like rain's supposed to be. It recondenses through stainless steel condensing coils with a volatile gas fan in case there's any volatile compounds in there that basically leak off as gas. Then it comes back down as pure water into a non-BPA container or a stainless steel holding tank, depending on which distiller you get. I drink this stuff and have drunk this stuff for 33 years. I won't drink anything else. I will not drink
tap. Blood runs clean and lean, right? Otherwise, you know, yeah, Ted, just hold that thought because, but you know, I mean, surgeons have cut their fingers on the plaque that's in men's arteries. It's amazing. Yeah.
And just the, you know, minus the fluoride, minus that, what the health problems you can get from being dehydrated are just incredible, folks. If you don't know, it's worth doing the research. We're going to be right back with Dr. Ted Brewer after these short messages. Stay with us.
The Hagman and Hagman Report, right here on the Global Star Radio Network. It's the place to be. Shows like Russ Dizdar, Shatter the Darkness, and of course, our current guest, Dr. Ted Brewer, healthmasters.com. Just want to say thank you so much to Dr. Brewer and Ted Brewer for all he's done for us, and thank each and every one of you as well for your support of Dr. Brewer's Healthmasters products and your support for us. Really, it's just fantastic. And don't forget HagmanReport.com for information about Dr. Brewer's special, Health Master's special, which is really fantastic. And folks, act soon because it's not I'm telling you, 80 of these packages left. Hurry up. That's all I got to say. I mean, I don't need to tell you how fast these quality products do go. And of course, I want to mention very quickly before getting back to Dr. Brewer, folks, if you haven't done so already, you need to really suit yourself up with a Minuteman rocket stove. Folks, go to Minuteman.com. Minutemanstove.com. Minutemanstove.com. One more time, Minutemanstove.com. The Minuteman stove, it's fully insulated with it is. I suppose I should start there. It's a biomass burning stove. You put sticks and twigs in it. It only requires a small amount of sticks and twigs. But you're always going to be able to find enough fuel for the Minuteman stove and... especially it's relevant if you live in a city, Brooklyn, Queens.
Very much so.
Yeah, L.A. I mean, but you're always going to find enough to fuel the rocket stove and to because it takes 1/10 of the fuel required for an open fire, and it requires very little labor and no tools to process the wood. It's just filled with sticks and twigs. It's fully insulated ceramic refractory insulation that focuses the heat and results in better cooking power. The bottom line, the insulation allows the outside keeps the heat inside. The outside reaches 200 degrees at max. The inside is like, you know, a furnace, and it's self-contained, and it's also seals airtight for travel and storage. That's MinutemanStove.com. MinutemanStove.com. You really need to get yourself one of these, and they've got fire starters there as well. I tried it out again, the other day, the other night, I think it was Labor Day night, and my stepson was over, and I said, I want you to watch this, and two strikes, and we had a blazing inferno, in a small fireplace, patio fireplace. So it really works well. So Dr. Ted Brower is our guest, covering a lot of ground tonight. And the health nutrition is really something that, you know, when you really, we have to be prepared. We were talking about preparations earlier with the Minuteman Rocket Stove and preparations, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com for survival food. But folks, spiritual preparations and health, you can't, well, you need your health and you need to be spiritually prepared. Dr. Ted Brower giving us a little bit of both spiritual preparation and health preparation. Ted, thanks for hanging with us.
Oh, you're welcome, Doug. It's my pleasure to be on your show all the time because I, you know, between me and you and Dave Hodges and the interaction between our different audiences, you know, we really have a great, great group of listeners. I mean, it's amazing to me how smart our listeners are and how they just absolutely love, you know, the Hagman and Hagman broadcast. I mean, it's amazing to me that, you know, a kid with immigrant German parents like me or you guys up in Pennsylvania or Dave Hodges, I mean, how we can actually do what we've done. But of course, we've done it through the help of the Holy Spirit. That's what's happened. And he's been in this for all of us because we've been at the cutting edge of this for years and years and years. Personally, I've been involved in it for 35 years. I mean, it's been a long, long time that we've been doing this and helping a lot of people over the years. By the way, a couple of the CDs that are in that set, if there are any left, I'm not sure how many are left out of the 80, what's happening to the health of our country. Medical professionals have no nutritional training in most cases. Top 10 foods never to eat. Shower filters, use a filter or be a filter. How to increase libido in men. Toxic personal care products. Trace minerals. Warning contains poison. Read the label. And also we have articles in there on the real scoop on cellulite, ADD, depression, hypertension, diabetes, prostate, impotence, infertility problems, maintaining lean muscle mass while losing body fat. A lot of great information, plus the maximum fat loss workbook. We've got plenty of those. The only thing we may be running short on are the maximum energy, health, and fitness CD programs. 80 in stock. They'll be gone probably before tonight, but you can try, and it doesn't make any difference. We'll just substitute another 8 CD set with it if we don't have that one in stock. By the way, Merck is now saying that their shingles vaccines may actually spread shingles. Surprise, surprise. Kind of like polio spreading polio. The world of vaccines just keep getting more bizarre and the reality of vaccine side effects more grim. Now a major shingles vaccine manufacturer is admitting that their vaccine may actually cause the spread of shingles, in addition with being linked to other numerous disturbing vaccine dangers. Merck, the maker of Zotisvax shingles vaccine, lists the spread of shingles as one of the vaccine side effects on the drug. I mean, you can't even make this crazy stuff up. Zotovax is a live attenuated the shingles vaccine, and administration may result in disseminated disease in individuals who are immunosuppressed or immunodeficient. In other words, if your body's run down and your immune system is a little bit down, it may actually give you the shingles after you take the vaccine. I don't know how many times I can say to you, don't take that vaccine. I mean, what do you think, Doug?
There it is. My one of my neighbors, she is 61 years old. Okay, now you just clarify this again. The vaccine, what vaccine specifically?
Okay, well, I'll spell it for you. It's called ZOS, Zostavax, ZOSTAVAX by Merck, shingles vaccine.
Right.
List the spread of shingles as one of the side effects.
Okay. And okay, that's what I thought. That I just wanted to make sure because there was, and I'm pretty sure, I think she might have mispronounced it, but she had the most horrible case of shingles. And I'm just wondering, at what age do they usually give the shingles vaccines? Because would a 61-year-old person?
Oh yes, they give it to everybody. I mean, they don't even care. They'll give it to kids if they can. They don't care. They don't have a vaccine they don't like. Remember, because of what it does.
True.
I mean, they make so much money on these vaccines. They're giving kids 72 of them now. Another article: the Ninth Circuit Appeals Court says no to guns for medical marijuana users. Okay, now I'm going to say something here real quick. Number one, I believe that medical marijuana can be used in the treatment of cancer. I mean, I've read so much literature about that. And it could probably be used for other disorders, too. I'm not going to even deny that. As far as making it legal in all the states just to use recreation like in Colorado, I don't agree with that because the kids are going to be too involved with using it, which is going to affect their brain development. But here's what I've found from medical marijuana users and also from kids that I went to high school with who smoked a lot of pot. Here's what they are. They're potheads. I don't know what to say. They get the munchies. They get real sedate. They elevate their estrogens. They don't grab guns and go rob people. They go to the grocery store, buy ice cream and chips, come home, pig out and go to sleep, get fat and grow breasts because of the gynomastia that's caused from the pot. Okay. They don't have a problem with going out and shooting people with mass murderers. They don't do that. But the Ninth Circuit Appeals Court says no to guns if you're a medical marijuana user. So if you're using it because you have headaches or because the doctor wrote it for you because you have a hangnail or because you don't feel good sometimes and you want to use some pot, now you can't have a gun anymore. So
that little, to me is, that's disarmament. That's overreach by the government. And you know, pretty soon that is going to, Ted, and you know where this is going. Nobody is going to own guns in this country or be, at least not legally. So these stoners out there, now look, Ted, I'm going to say this. I truly believe that marijuana as a plant has legitimate medicinal purposes.
And I believe that too. Yeah, I do too.
Okay. So but for the Ninth Circuit Court to do this, it really, to me, tells me exactly where this is headed, given the fact, and I think one of the agencies, and you tell me, as a health practitioner, Dr. Ted Brower, you tell me, one of the agencies I'd like to see disbanded and scattered in ashes to the wayside is the DEA.
That's right.
Let me tell you something.
And
you know something?
Corrupt.
Back in the 90s, mid-90s, I worked with their diversionary unit. What a moronic bunch of idiots. Okay? They were setting up doctors. I don't want to get into it, but the DEA's got to go. The war on drugs is nothing but a sham in the story. That's my statement. I'm sticking to it.
And the ATF needs to go, too. ATF needs to go.
Yeah, yesterday.
That is the most corrupt organization in the federal government, the ATF. I mean, they're awful. And the DEA, I mean, it's just the whole thing. Whenever you start getting levels of management as they increase, you know, you're the Peter Principle involved, and you just have massive inefficiency. I remember I have a friend of mine who was a federal prosecutor for many, many years. In fact, she worked out of Tallahassee up there. And she's a full-blown federal prosecutor. And she came by the house. She's retired now. She's actually a missionary over in Thailand and Indonesia. And she came by the house the other day. And she said back in the 80s, she uncovered a bunch of information that the CIA was the one running the drugs and our government was the one involved in bringing the drugs in and selling it. And she went to her supervisor. And he said to her, "Yeah, I know." And she goes, "What do you mean you know?" "Well, yeah, I know. That's what they do. But we can't talk about that. We have to ignore that." But she goes, "It's our government doing this. Our government is bringing the drugs in by the billions and billions of dollars." They go, "Yeah, we know. But we can't talk about that. We can't prosecute them. It's all through the CIA. We just have to ignore that." And then basically what they would do, they would go after the other drug dealers who weren't being sanctioned by the CIA to try to shut them down, kill them, or put them into jail to wipe out the competition. Now, Doug, you know, you tell people this that haven't been reading this stuff. Remember, don't you remember all the mess with Oliver North back in the 80s with Iran-Contra? Remember all of the stuff they were doing? I mean, this never stopped. None of this stuff stopped. The CIA runs the shadow government through the Exchange Stability Fund that was set up in 1934. I've covered this in detail on your show before. They took over the government. They took over the Treasury of the United States in 34 and basically have run the shadow government since then. They had to fund the shadow government. They went to Chiang Kai-shek over there in Indonesia, you know, China, and they basically told him, they asked him how he was funding everything, and he said he was selling, you know, heroin, opium to his peasants, to the farmers, and that's how they funded this million-man army they had. And so they decided to do the same thing and bring it into the black nightclubs in Harlem and run it through the mafia up in New York and basically funnel money to support the black operations of the CIA. And that's grown now until now Afghanistan is the number one heroin producer in the world, bringing in almost $1 trillion of heroin into the United States every single year. Number one commodity is oil. Number two is natural gas. Number three is heroin. And it supports the black. That's right.
Children. Number four is child trafficking and sex for the Luciferian elite. Yeah, I get that.
Well, no. And the craziest thing about it is that they were doing the same thing in the Cambodian Triangle, running in the drugs from Vietnam, and they were putting in heroin in the caskets of the GIs that were coming off the planes from Vietnam.
Yep.
You know that. That's what they did.
Yep.
So they brought it over here. And now they just load up on the C-130 transport planes and bring it in. That's one of the big problems of Turkey. I guess Turkey wanted a bigger cut, so they decided to stage a coup over there to throw him out. He decided he wasn't going to be, you know, thrown out right away. And now he's aligning himself with Russia. I mean, this whole thing, when you really get to the bottom line of this thing, it's completely and totally corrupt. That's why the one CIA official said and the FBI official said, if the entire Clinton Foundation were brought to justice, the entire government of the United States would come down. That's how corrupt it is. The whole government would come down.
Yeah. And this has been decades in the making. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you pointed this out. And we've had Chip Tatum on, ex-CIA operative and others. The Clintons are, man, they're dusty. They're dusty, not just from, well, I'm gonna be nice. They're dusty from the coke,
from Mena, Arkansas. They were running tons of coke to Mena, Arkansas through the CIA. I mean,
yep.
Guys, I mean, you know, we're not making this stuff up. There's a really good book you can read. It's called Operation Gladio. You know, the unholy alliance between the CIA, the Vatican, and the Mafia. Another one you can watch online for free. You can watch the Clinton Chronicles or the Clinton Circle of Power, which is basically 1990s Jimmy Falwell vintage when they were in power. Those two are phenomenal videos. You can watch them online for free. And if you really want to see how this military-industrial drug complex works, you can watch the video from JFK to 9/11. It's a rich man's trick. If you want to know how they manipulate things through their satanic networks, read Pawns in the Game by William Guy Carr. If you really want to get more into that, read the book by Manthe, Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you watch those videos, read those books, and then you throw in The Fourth Reich by Jim Mars, okay, you've pretty much got it figured out. I mean, you've got it. You've got a pretty good shot of what's really going on the planet. Here's another article. Root canals can actually increase the risk of cancer, diabetes, and diseases of the brain. Dr. Weston Price, one of the first researchers, noticed the link between dreadful dental procedures of root canals and illness. But today, many doctors believe the root canals have the ability to negatively infect the immune system and total body health. One of the primary concerns about root canals is the risk of secondary infection. A chemical solution is used to cleanse the area of the remaining bacteria, but the potential for lingering bacteria to cause further infection is always there. Studies have revealed that up to 50% of bacteria survive unscathed after being treated with sodium hypochlorite, a common disinfectant. This suggests that secondary infection following a root canal would not be unusual, and after a tooth has been sealed off, anaerobic bacteria can still continue to thrive. The Truth About Cancer reports a study led by Dr. Stuart Nunnally involved the following outcomes of patients who had root canals, and the results were shocking. Within 3 years, every single one of the 87 patients included in the study reported a significant decline in their overall health following their root canal procedures. Guys, here's what I say about root canals. I don't do them. I'm not going to do them. I've had two teeth pulled. Neither one of them required a root canal. I just told them to yank them out. They're my back two molars on the right side. One of them got loose because of a dental procedure I had when I was a child, having my wisdom teeth removed. And the other one a couple of years ago just went bad for some reason. I have no idea why. And I just told them, yank them. Get them out. Be done with them. If I have to, I'll use dental implants. They're more expensive. But the root canals cost $2,000 or $3,000 too, Doug. I mean, that's for one tooth. I mean, they get really expensive. The implants can run $4,000 to $5,000, but you're not going to have to deal with all this nonsense with it. Here's another article. Chemotherapy warning is hundreds are dying from cancer fighting drugs and are dying from the chemotherapy itself. And in the first analysis of deaths through chemotherapy has found that some hospitals are much worse than others. Patients should be warned about the dangers of the chemotherapy after research showed that cancer drugs are killing up to 50% of patients in some hospitals. For the first time, researchers looked at the numbers of cancer patients who died within 30 days of starting chemotherapy, which indicates that the medication was the cause of death rather than cancer. The study by the Public Health England and Cancer Research UK found that across England, around 8.4% of patients with lung cancer and 2.4% of breast cancer patients die within the first month, a direct result of poisoning from the chemotherapy. Guys, listen to me. this is going to be your decision if this thing happens to you and you get some type of cancer. But I can tell you one thing. I'm not doing chemotherapy. I'm not going to do it. If something like that happened to me, and I would advise my family not to do it, I would start on turmeric, which I take every day anyhow. I would make sure I was taking potassium iodine. I would take vitamin D3. I would take black seed oil. And I would basically take vitamin C intravenously, you know, about two or three times a week, 50,000 milligrams a pop, probably twice, probably on Tuesdays and Fridays. And quite frankly, I don't see how cancer is going to live in that. I know some people that have done that, who have been diagnosed with cancer, and they recovered from it without using chemotherapy or radiation. Now, I'm not supposed to tell you what I just told you, but it's already been told. I just told you, but I shouldn't have told you. But I just told you.
Okay. We're talking hypothetically, of course.
Yeah, I'm talking hypothetically, okay?
Yeah, and yeah. If it were you, if it were me, I'd do the same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm not supposed to say all those things that I just said, but I'm telling you, it's your choice if you want to do a natural protocol. I know Katie Whalen, up there with Dave Hodges, she was diagnosed with breast cancer. She went on a similar program to that, and she no longer has breast cancer.
Yep.
I mean, she was diagnosed with a super malignant, super fast-growing breast tumor, and now the doctor has pronounced her totally, completely cured. I met with Katie a few weeks ago when I was up in Denver. I mean, she's just so happy that she didn't do the chemotherapy and the radiation. I've got another friend of mine. She was diagnosed with breast cancer. She's like 47 years old. She decided to go the medical route and have both her breasts removed, double mastectomy. And then, of course, she ended up in the hospital with that surgery, ended up with a staph infection and almost died from that. I mean, you know, guys, listen to me for a second. If there's a natural protocol to follow, doesn't it make sense to try it first? I mean, pancreatic cancer, brain cancer, lung cancer, the chemotherapy results are so abysmal with those different diseases. Maybe there's a natural approach. We talked about that last 2 weeks ago on the show with brain cancer. Here's another article. The government exposed for forcing foster kids, even toddlers, to take dangerous psychotropic drugs. After years of growing concern, the California State Auditor has produced a damning report describing how the state's 79,000 foster children are being drugged with psychotropic medications at abnormally high rates. Guys, I've seen kids as young as 2 years of age taking psychotropic drugs. These kids, they don't even know who they are or what they are yet at the age of two. They're just little babies, little toddlers running around. They're given psychiatric drugs because they yell or they cry too much. Are you kidding me? Yes, that's happening in the United States of America. In fact, did you guys see the article it was this week, Doug and Joe, where the lady was homeless. I think it was up in New Hampshire. And she put her child in a school that was not in her district or on her last address. And now they're putting her in prison because they said she tried to defraud the state of a certain money because of the child's education. I mean, this is not the America that I know. This is crazy. This kind of crazy nonsense is going on, and that these people are allowed to get away with that, and the bureaucrats are allowed to get away with it. It's because we've been drugged into a stupor. We've been lied to repeatedly to believe the lies. We've been given fluoride, basically, that's going to dumb us down. We've been given tricyclic antidepressants and serotonin reuptake inhibitors. We've been given every drug known to man, every immunization known to man, to try to bring us down even more stupid. We've had our Nagalase levels increase. We've had massive increases of autism. This goes on and on and on. That's why so many people sit around their TV sets at night with their mouth open, drooling on themselves in an alpha brainwave or a theta brainwave state, watching TV, eating their chips laced with MSG. I mean, this is where we are in the United States. The country is pretty much over the dam right now, broken dam, the whole bit crashing down, and we Christians are there trying to plug up the dam as quickly as we possibly can, trying to stop the onslaught. And I'm telling you guys, if Hillary Clinton wins this election, we got to pray that doesn't happen. I mean, we can't even speak those words. Forgive me for even saying that. If Donald Trump has to win this election, we have to pray that this is what's going to happen, that our God can fix the election fraud and fix this. We've got to believe that. We've got to pray. And they simply don't want Christians to pray about any of this stuff because we have too much power and they know that. Here's another article. Breastfeeding within the first hour of life is vital and it massively lowers the death rate. Here's what does not lower death rate. Hepatitis shot. When the baby's born, that does not lower any death rates. Hepatitis shot is given to the newborn because the drug companies have convinced the medical establishment that every pregnant woman is a drug-using prostitute who has hepatitis, and they want to make sure that that child is immunized, and the immunizations on a newborn don't even work. His immunity, his immune system's not even active yet. He gets all of his immunities that he needs from his mommy's breast milk. That's why it's important to get that colostrum the first hour after birth. High cholesterol does not cause heart disease. New research finds treating with statins is a waste of time and is extremely dangerous. It leads to hardening of the arteries. It leads to skeletal muscle necrosis. It leads to cancer. Don't use statin drugs as far as I'm concerned. Cholesterol is a scam. People who have higher cholesterol, Doug, actually live longer. People who have low cholesterol, under 200, have higher rates of cancer. And what's interesting about this, as cholesterol rates drop lower and lower, cancer rates go through the roof. I've covered this in detail on your show. We're almost out of time for this hour, so I'm not going to go into more detail with that. The best.
So I should live to 112, but no, I.
Well, if your cholesterol, if your cholesterol is between 200 and 250, that used to be considered normal. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Below 200, it's very difficult to manufacture testosterone, and your libido, if you're a guy, is going to fall through the floor. Plus, your brain's going to go to mush. Remember, your brain's made out of fat. I mean, newsflash. I mean, you got to have fat to keep your brain healthy. And so we always tell folks, you know, senile dementia goes through the roof when your cholesterol drops down and you start taking statin drugs. Best fermented foods, you can have yogurt, kefir, kombucha, and sauerkraut, and pickles. Those are great foods to eat on a regular basis. And today's children are being drugged by iPads, iPhones, and mobile devices. We need to realize that the World Council of Anesthesiologists have said that children really shouldn't be on these things for more than 20 minutes at a time. It can actually change their brain chemistry, change their motor coordination skills, and as far as I'm concerned, it can also increase the risks of cancer, and it can also cause ovarian damage in these little girls who are born with all the eggs they're ever going to have, and you have an iPad laying on their lap, constantly irradiating using microwaves their ovaries, which contain the eggs, which cannot be replaced by the body, causing genetic mutations to occur in those eggs. And several scientists have also come out and said the same thing. If you're going to use these things, make sure you tell your kids to turn them off or get some type of pocket shield, like some type of small carrying case that basically can stop the transmission of the microwaves. Now, of course, they won't work. You can't get text messages, and you can't get phone calls when you do that, but you also won't be irradiating yourself. So be real, real careful with these things, guys. They're super dangerous. All right, guys, anything else you want to talk about on the health front?
No, and I think you covered it very well. And with respect to the devices, you know, as an aside, we're being warned not to use the Galaxy phones. Not that I have one, or I don't know.
Yeah, these things are exploding all over the place. I read
the new ones are now the older ones, the ones that were kind of, that came out last spring. Those are the ones that have like 1/6 the radiation output that the iPhones have. Now the new ones, the batteries blow up in them, and that's bad.
That's real bad. That'd mess up your day. Hey, I'm texting right now. Bang. Okay.
I forget what country it was, but three people were killed in a traffic accident when a truck full of those phones started exploding on the highway, and it caused a major pileup, and now they're saying it's a lithium-ion battery that is getting too hot, and it is bursting.
Yeah.
And well, that's how they said they blew up the rocket on the space pad. It had lithium-ion batteries in it, and they hit it with a high-density X-ray, and it caused it to just explode like a mini nuke, they said. That's why it exploded like it did. And so they wanted to destroy that Israeli satellite. So, guys, I mean, this technology of the microwaves, and we've talked about it so many times with the frequencies, that's the stuff I really like to talk about because I like to do that because it challenges my brain. I don't mind doing the health stuff like we've done for the past hour because so many of you guys have requested that I do that. But to me, I've done this for so long now with the health information that it's very simple for me, and it doesn't cause me any what you call cognitive growth. I don't obtain any neuroplasticity from that, Doug.
let's get out of the box then. This next segment, I love it. Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean,
you're listening to Dr. Ted Brewer, folks. Healthmasters.com is his website. We'll be right back for our third and final hour after this.